call.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Michael Vandervoort. We're trying to do a show with Julianne Sullivan, but we're having a little bit of disconnect on the podcast at the moment. I'm just seeing if I can get Julianne to call in. So bear with me for 1 second, and we will see if we can get this show to work.
I'm here.
Julianne, can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. I could hear you, but I could not. We could not hear each other, so I apologize. We're here and we're live. So
we're doing it now, right?
We're going to do the show on the fly. Sorry about the glitch. It happens every now and then, and that's one of the problems with I guess, sort of live podcasting. So it's always
well,
a joy.
Technology's great when it works, right?
Exactly. So let me get the show opened, and then I'll formally introduce you, and we'll do the discussion about SHRM 18. So if you've been listening in, or if you're downloading this podcast and you hear the beginning, and it sounds like there's a bunch of confusion, that's because there was. This is Michael Vandervoort. I'm hosting Drive Through HR on June 1st, 2018. Our guest today is Julianne Sullivan. She's one of the SHRM 18 bloggers. She's also a podcaster and a consultant, and we'll get into that in just a minute. And I need to read a quick blurb from our new sponsor of the show, Clear Company. So let me do that, and Julianne, and then we'll be right with you. This podcast is sponsored by Clear Company. Clear Company is a full-suite talent management solution that unifies recruiting, onboarding, performance management, and goal tracking all into one easy-to-use solution. Contact us today to see how you can create talent success with Clear Company. Visit clearcompany.com to learn more. And we thank, as usual, Clear Company for the sponsorship of the show and making these episodes possible. So, business out of the way. So, Julianne Sullivan is our guest. As I said, Julie, welcome officially to Drive Through HR. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners, tell them a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then we'll talk about SHRM 18 and a couple other things.
Great. Yeah, my name is Julianne Sullivan. I do go by Julianne, and I'm a business culture expert, mainly focusing on employee engagement through communication, collaboration, and change. I spent another life as an accountant and did that, earning my CPA for decades. Didn't want to learn any more about that profession, so I knew I had to change. I have a background in psychology. I've been a lifelong learner of human relations, and I put the two together with my business sense, and it gives me a really unique perspective to work with companies. I started being involved with SHRM as a part of their social media team just last month. I met Andrew last month in Las Vegas, and he asked me to join the team, so here I am.
Where did you run into Andrew? Was it at a SHRM event, or was he at some other?
I was speaking in Las Vegas at the Talent Management Conference, and And so I met him there, and then we talked a week later, and out of the blue, he said, "Hey, we think you'd be a great addition to our blog squad." So who would say no to that?
Right. And I've done it several times, and you and I had a chance to meet, not personally, but virtually, I guess, through the phone, because you were seeking out advice from other people who had done stuff on social media with SHRM in the past, which I thought was a really good idea. Before we jump into SHRM a little more deeply, tell people, So you have a business website. What is that? Is it just your name.com, or how do people find you on the web?
It is my name, JulianneSullivan.com.
Okay, and that's
JulianneSullivan.com.
Right. And you also have a Twitter account, which does not match your Julianne Sullivan.
Well, it sort of does. It's J-A-S, as in Sam, A-T-L-N-E. The name of my company is Learning Never Ends, so that stands for Julianne Sullivan at Learning Never Ends. What's the initials?
So It's a good abbreviation. And then just personal, where in the country do you reside, Julianne? Where do you live?
Well, I grew up as a Valley girl in Southern California, and now I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and love it.
That's
I've been here 28 years.
Awesome. Pittsburgh is a very, I've never lived there, but the times I've had a chance to visit, it's a surprisingly nice city given it's sort of like, you know, the steel mill town that.
Yeah, that's
a lot
so
of people
over. You know, now we have Microsoft, Google, Uber, and we're on the short list for Amazon. So it's certainly not a place that is full of steel factories anymore. We're much more into the digital IT age.
Yeah, it's just, I grew up in Ohio, and so I knew a lot of people who lived, you know, in and around the mining town that used to be near Pittsburgh. So that's sort of my, you know, my own misperception of, you know, probably 40 years ago or something. But yes,
yeah, come on back, you'd be amazed.
I was there. I was there 2 years ago, and it was lots going on and great downtown, and yeah, I enjoyed it. Which also brings me, I guess, back to. So I think when I've talked to a number of people over the last couple of months, and so I may be fogging this, but so you're going to be a first time attender, certainly on the social media team as a blogger for SHRM. I believe you also told me that this is your first SHRM National. And maybe the first time you're going to visit Chicago as well. Am I remembering all that correctly?
No, but some of it. I've been to Chicago a bunch of times. It's one of my favorite cities. But it is my first SHRM National Conference. And it's great to have my new family, my new Blogger Squad family. I've talked to probably 6 different people now. And I can tell I'm going to have my own little tribe within this massive event. But it's also given me, I'm just about to finish up an article for the blog on what it's like to almost be going to your first SHRM National Conference where there could be 15,000 to 20,000 people.
Right. It can be
daunting.
Yes, I use overwhelming, but daunting is another good word. Lots of words that end in ing, but it can also be very rewarding. So we'll stick with that.
I'm sure it will be. I already know it will be because I've already been afforded the opportunity to meet a colleague of mine. We have talked. We have emailed. He wrote a testimonial for my book, but we've never met in person. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's Bob Keller, and he's one of the speakers there.
Nice. So let's talk about those things before I like to hold the SHRM thing off till the end. Believe it or not, with the glitches and the introductions, we have about 19 minutes left in the 30-minute show. So you wrote a book. Tell us what that's about and how that has, I guess, what was your experience once the book was written? Has it benefited you business-wise, those kind of things I'd be interested in hearing about?
Well, the book is called Blueprint for Employee Engagement, 37 Essential Elements to Influence, Innovate, and Inspire. And as I worked with companies, we hear about these companies and Fast Company Magazine and Inc. and through Gallup and Glassdoor about these companies that just really understand how important business culture is. But they're the minority. There are a lot of businesses out there that are just waking up to the fact that, wow, if we want to recruit and retain great talent, then we're going to have to create a culture where they want to be. And a lot of times they have a hard time getting started because it's a massive idea. And because I do a lot of work in change management, when people see something daunting in front of them, they don't know how to take the first step. So the idea of the book was to have 37 really short chapters that you could spend a month or so on with your group and giving each chapter one action step for the leadership and their team to start on. So it's kind of giving them 37 different places to start. It was an amazing experience to write the book. It was me and two other women, and I mean, they wrote their own books, but we were accountability partners, and we met online every week. Otherwise, I'd probably still be talking about it. But I will tell you that I just got a proposal to for a publishing company that wants to do my next book. So that probably would have never happened without me self-publishing this book. So thank you, Motivational Press. And I'm into repurposing. So now I have 37 blogs I can do and videos I can do, and I'm tweaking it a little bit to become an online course. So there's a lot you can do, and it's a great calling card. You know, it's a great way to say to people, hey, here's what, here's a little bit of what I can do.
Right. And you said you spoke at the Sherm Talent Management event. I went to that a couple years ago and did social media there, but I don't do talent management stuff anymore. How was that? I mean, I've only been to the one, so I sort of have that one snapshot. It was in Orlando a couple years ago. How was the Sherm event, and how was it to speak at that event?
I had a really good time at that event. I love HR people. I just get along with them very well. I understand their pains very well. So I really enjoyed being there and being a part of the conference, not just, you know, coming in and speaking and then leaving. What else can I say? But well, what was really funny was I thought they would ask me to speak on employee engagement, but they asked me to speak on change management. But that's something that everyone in HR or anywhere in life can relate to. And Sherm took very good care of me. I have no complaints about that. They were very kind, and, you know, they know how to put on a good show, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. They do a lot of them throughout the year between their legal and policy conference and talent.
Yeah, they don't run out of water, and they don't run out of food.
Their lunches aren't always the best. I'm kind of over the Sherm box lunch. If I had to file a grievance, that's what it would be over.
Oh, we didn't have a boxed lunch.
The smaller events get fed better. The bigger events, they typically cater a boxed lunch in the exhibition hall. And when you're trying to cater 15,000 meals, I can see why they probably don't even have room for people to sit. So anyway, you also are a podcaster.
I wanted
to give you a chance to talk about that and plug your podcast a little bit. So tell us the name and what you talk about there.
Okay. I started in the beginning with a podcast called Mere Mortals Unite, M-E-R-E. I have this philosophy that people have a lot more power than they think. So I started the show to have people come on and share their superpower, but it had to be a superpower that everyone could have, and give people steps and ideas on how they could bring those superpowers into their own life or enhance the power that they already know they have. After about a year of doing that and doing more and more work in the employee engagement arena, I decided to start a special series called Businesses That Care. And you can find that at businessesthatcarepodcast.com. I have searched all over the world and continue to do so to talk to C-suite executives about how they are creating great cultures. So remember before I talked about the companies that are creating great cultures and realize how important that is to be more productive and to serve their clients and customers better are in the minority. So I want to bring that minority on air and have them share what they're doing. And I'm very proud that I have talked to companies of all sizes and in many different industries. And even if someone is selling tires, you could be selling food and use the same idea. I will admit, in the beginning, I was wondering if I could find enough people to be on the show. But it's become easier and easier, and I got to tell you, it has been an amazing experience with the people I have been meeting, and it's ending up to be the subject of my next book, which is the working title is The Secrets of Employee Experience by the Champions Who Know.
I know that, like, this podcast was started by someone that I've known for years, and he ran it every day for 30 minutes at lunchtime. He would bring an HR guest on and ask them three questions. And he did that for for 3 or 4 years. He then partnered up with another person. And since then, there have been an iteration of hosts that have come and gone. And right now I'm the one that's hung in, and, you know, it's hard to book good guests on a daily basis. So I don't do the show daily anymore. I don't have time. But I'm fascinated by the idea that you found your search easier, because for me it's often the hardest part of doing. I love doing the show and talking to people, but booking guests is often the hardest part. So this is a totally selfish question. How did you make it easier? Do you think it's just because people have been listening, or do you have a trick, a tip?
I'm a really good stalker. Okay. People who know me know that I am a relationship person and I'm a network queen. And I am very fortunate that the podcast Businesses That Care has really a good following and has some good cred to it. I'll give you a for instance. I went through all the speakers at the SHRM conference, and I picked out the speakers that I want to interview for the show. And I connected with them on LinkedIn with the fact that I have a show, I'm going to SHRM, I can make it really easy for you to do it, we can do it there. Or I'll see somebody's won an award, like Best Places to Work Award or an Employee Engagement Influencer Award. I will go through, somebody just put out 101 Employee Engagement Influencers. I went through all 101, picked out who I wanted on the show, went on LinkedIn, sent them all the same message, right? I have this, you'd be a perfect guest. Connect with me here and I'll send you more information. And I got to tell you, 75% of people do get back to me, but I never said this was easy. I just said it was easier.
it's still very time consuming. We've shifted from words that end in ing to words that end in ier, but I like the sound of that one. So you basically did a similar approach, I think, with the SHRM bloggers, right? Because you reached out to me via LinkedIn and said, "Can I speak with you?" And we did by phone, and now you're a guest on the show. So I guess that model of you being a networking stalker and LinkedIn works, makes a good pipe
because
for you.
I'm pretty sure I said to you, Michael, how do I get on your show?
Exactly, you did, and in that case, I was like, let's do it. And I'll have done over 25 shows by the time I'm done. Plus, I'll probably do a few at SHRM in the Bloggers Lounge.
Good for you.
It's work. Anyway, we're down 10 minutes. So let me do a quick reset. Our guest today, if you're just joining us live, is Julianne Sullivan. Julianne is a change management and employee engagement consultant based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She has a website at juliannesullivan.com, spelled G-A-U-L-I-E. And this is Michael on Drive Through, and we are doing shows related to people who are on the blog squad or the SHRM blog team for the upcoming SHRM National Show in Chicago in June. So in just a couple of weeks. So let's pivot there now. Julie, and let's talk about, I'm sorry, Julianne, and let's talk about your plan. And you've already kind of talked about some of it, I believe. But first time in, right, and you did some pre-work, got tips and ideas from people who have done it before. What should I expect? What kind of things might I do? I think that's a really cool way to lead in. So you might want to start with that and then kind of talk about what you think your approach for blogging for SHRM will be at the conference.
Okay. One of the things I did was I got on the last, what do they call it, a next chat on Twitter.
Next chat.
They were talking
about,
you know, the conference, which, again, I've never gone to. So I came away with wear tennis shoes or sandals or something that's really comfortable on your feet, because
right.
I didn't have the perspective of how big everything is. So that was very, very helpful. So I think reaching out and finding out from other people who've been there what their experience is very important. And people can do that online either through the hashtag SHRM18 or the Facebook group. And, you know, just ask. People are so kind, right? You just have to ask. I think what else is really important, and I did this when I went to my first national conference for the National Speakers Association, I always like to go into the app beforehand, and before I ever get there, pick out who I want to see speak and where I want to be. It's so difficult to do that once you kind of get into the tornado, right? Because you're meeting new people and you're talking and there's so much going on around you. I like to have a plan beforehand. Now, I may change my mind, but I think the other idea is to have a focus. What is it you're interested in when you're going to SHRM? Are you interested in recruiting? Are you interested in employee engagement? Are you interested in assessments? And focus in on that, because if you try to take too much in, you just get drowned, and then you go home and, you know, getting the time to go through all those notes and gather everything that you did doesn't come right away, unless you go on vacation after a conference like that and do nothing but go through everything. So I think having a focus is really, really important. The other thing I think that's important when you're going to something of this size and where there's so much information and so much to do is to make sure that you take care of yourself. Rest when you need to rest. Keep yourself hydrated. And I think those are the two keys.
Okay. And as far – hold on one second. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure. Yeah, okay. My computer went on shut sleep mode, so I lost the clock here. I just want to make sure where we are at. And are you said you have one blog ready to go, or it's up already, I guess, as far as in advance.
I'll have
of
a
the
couple
content.
Of them up because, yeah, I interviewed Steve Brown, so I'm writing that up today,
okay.
And I have another one. So I'm not sure when, you know, they'll put it up, but there'll be a couple of them beforehand. And at SHRM, what I'm planning to do is, of course, I will be interviewing some people, some of the speakers, for podcasts later. You know, they'll come out later after that. But I'll be tweeting away and probably doing some Facebook Lives, those like that, and, of course, posting those everywhere as well.
Have you downloaded the app yet?
Oh, yes. It's so helpful.
Yeah.
I really like the app because I just have to go to my schedule and I know what I'm going to do. That's what I was saying about picking things out beforehand.
Right. There's a tremendous push this year from the people at SHRM to have the social media people promote downloading the app. And it's like I can't imagine going to a conference without an app. But I guess with 20,000 people, the adoption rate probably is more varied than my unit of one. So I was wrong in remembering that this was your first trip to Chicago. So you've been there a few times. What do you like about the city? And do you have any plans to do anything, you know, outside the Sherm environment and go on any tours or anything like that?
Well, I think I've been on all the tours I want to go on. I would tell people to absolutely go on the architectural boat tour if you have an opportunity. It's amazing. If you like museums, there's, again, fabulous museums in Chicago. You got to go see the Bean and take your picture with all this reflection behind you. It's very cool. You know, they have a great transit system. I think it's a wonderful city to walk around. There are a million good places to eat. Sunday brunch, if you're staying for another Sunday at the House of Blues, is a lot of fun, where they have gospel singers and stuff. So those are some of the things that I've done. And there's a Nutella
cool, yeah,
ice cream store.
Really? So I've not been to Nutella ice cream store. We had somebody on yesterday.
It should be illegal.
Yeah, most of the stuff like that has, that you know what it is when you just say the name brand. Most of that stuff should be probably. We had a native Chicago. Well, he's not native to Chicago. He's lived there for 20 years, and he was on the show yesterday, John Hudson, and he mentioned the Lake Michigan shorefront. I can't echo enough the architectural boat tour. The one thing John said, living in the city, is if you have a choice, he'd stay away from Navy Pier, but he would try to go down, you know, Grant Park, down to the Bean, that area, Millennial Park.
Right.
He said it's just all fabulous. If you only have one place to go. So I've been asking a couple of silly questions on some of the podcasts, and I actually haven't asked these in a while, but I'm going to ask you those to wrap up the show, Julianne. So
you think I'm silly enough for you to ask them? Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, they're harmless questions for the most part. So over the years at Sherm, and I've been doing this, you know, or attending or going to these things for quite a while, there's always consternation about what kind of soda, or if you're from the Midwest, what kind of pop is served by the vending companies at the convention center. And I don't know what McCormick Place, you know, who they have a contract with, but are you more of a Coke person or a Pepsi person?
Diet Coke all the way.
Diet Coke for you. So if it's a Pepsi, site, you'll be on the 50% or so that are out searching for machines and stores down the street and carrying your own.
Yeah, I don't drink soda most of the time, so I'm a water drinker.
Okay, so you'll have a water bottle. Okay. There's another weird thing, and if you haven't experienced this yet, we have about a minute and 50 seconds left. You will certainly experience it in the Sherm 18 Bloggers Lounge. There's a weird obsession in HR people with bacon. HR people have a greater love of bacon than any other group that I've ever come across. So I 90 seconds. I always ask, are you pro bacon or con bacon?
I'm neither, but I don't eat bacon.
Okay. So
but I don't eat bacon.
If for health reasons, or are you a vegan?
I'm just not a meat eater overall.
Okay. Yeah, there's Andrew.
No judgment on anyone else who does eat it. I went to dinner the other night and somebody said, "Do you mind if I eat meat?" I go, "No, go ahead."
Yeah, I think you're the first semi-vegan, semi-vegetarian blogger I've encountered on the show. Andrew often bribes us with promises of bacon to get us to do extra work. So anyway.
Excellent.
That's really the last questions. We have less than a minute. I need to get another promo in here at the end. So I want to thank you, Julianne, for being on the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Meeting you in person in Chicago in just like 2 weeks and 2 days. So safe travels, and I'll see you there, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thanks. I'm going to read the blurb, and then I'm going to end the show. So podcast support has been provided by Clear Company, a complete talent management platform that has everything you need to hire, retain, and engage more AA players. Clear Company utilizes your company mission and vision to find, hire, and engage more top talent while also taking care of your administrative needs. Visit clearcompany.com.